Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro, Alabama. I'm glad to be with you this morning. I represent the Scottsboro Holiness Church on 508 Apple Tree Street. Still welcome everyone that would like to come and be with us. I'm trying to carry this little program on, sponsored by just whoever wants to help me. I can't carry it on by myself. I'm not able, but I'll do what I can. And I am doing that. And I have received some help. And I have received some phone calls and some letters encouraging me and are talking about how much it helped them. I've also received calls from older people that couldn't go to church and was hoping that I could continue and stay on because they enjoyed it and it done them good because they could hear the truth at home. Now, if you feel like that you would like to help me, you might think, well, I'm going to give Brother Jack some money if I ever see him. Well, it might be, you may wait too long to see me. So don't wait that long if you feel like helping me. But if you don't feel like it, I don't want it. This is God's way, and I want it to be done according to the will of God. I want you to give with a free will. But now then, this morning, I want to talk to you again concerning being born again. We've talked about that a little last Sunday. But I want to go into it a little deeper with you today. And I want you to listen to a man one time that he wanted to know. He didn't understand. And he wanted to ask some questions. But he didn't want everybody to hear him. So he went to Jesus by night where nobody couldn't see him. He was a little bit, I guess, had too much pride about him. He was a ruler. But this morning, I hope you haven't got that kind of pride about you and that you will listen carefully. Listen as I read. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, old Nicodemus, you know, that made him wonder. He said unto him, well, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time in the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So don't you see, but the old fellow was honest thinking about it, I guess. All right. Then Jesus told him, he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And I told you about that last Sunday. When we are born into the flesh, we are born into sinful flesh. That's why that ain't nobody can say they haven't sinned. Now listen, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Now then, that's what I've been talking about, is being born of the Spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannest not tell where it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now then, friends, don't you see that? There's a sound that comes along when you are born of the Spirit. Just like there is a little child. When a little child is born, you know about the first thing it'll do is make some kind of a little noise, whimper, cry, or do something. Because there's life there. But if that little child is born dead, it don't make no sound. Don't cry. So there's no life there. Then for life to be with you, you've got to be born again. I'm talking about the spiritual life. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Now what about that, friend? He told the truth, didn't he? People are going to believe today, a lot of people, just what they want to believe. They're not going to be honest enough to believe what the Word of God said. Now up here when he was talking about a man being born again, talking about the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh or where it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. All right, then we found out there's a sound there. You can't come up and kneel down on the mourner bench. And if I ask you if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you shake your head, there ain't no sound there. No. Well, is that person born of God then? Yeah, there's a sound, friends. There's a sound there. You see the wind blow. You see the leaves twiggling on the trees. You see the old trees bend over. The winds are blowing hard. You say, oh, that's a hard wind. It's a blowing. You can hear the sound of it. You can hear the rattling of it. You can hear it whisper, howl, and mourn. But you cannot tell which direction it's coming from. You cannot see it. Well, that's the way of everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. That's the truth. When the Spirit comes, brethren, it's just like that wind. When it takes up its abode, you begin to speak in tongues. And nobody can tell which way that Spirit's coming from, but you can hear the sound of it. And you can see the results of it. So then this morning, can you understand? You read the third chapter of St. John. Then you'll find out about what that is. That's the third chapter of St. John. And now, friends, this morning, it is true. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now then, friends, this morning, when you repent, you just get forgiveness of what you've done. You haven't been born again. That's the first step to salvation. Being born again is when the Holy Ghost comes, when you speak in tongues. Now I want to turn over here to you, and I want you to listen to this as I begin to read, and I want you to think about it. I want you to think, what is it going to take? I want you to know when this church started. And I want you to listen. The church didn't start till the day of Pentecost. That's when the church started. The first four books in the Bible was a changing from the old law unto the new law. That's what it was. Some of the things that Jesus taught in the new first four books of the Bible, the New Testament, Paul taught them to us. Peter taught, James and John taught. But there's some things in the first four books of the Bible that was was still under the law. When them 10 men went to Jesus and he healed them of the leprosy. And they turned, he told them, says, you go now and show yourself to the priest. That was the rules under the law. But we don't have to do that today, do we? No. Well, all right then. The day of Pentecost is when the church set up. And I want you to listen to this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we are born? Now then, friends, let's go back up here now and read that again. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as unto fire. And it sat upon each of them. Now, cloven tongues, brother, is two separate tongues. But it is operated by the same Spirit. That's the truth. It's just like an old cow's hoof, hog's hoof, or sheep. They've got two. And they're separated one from the other, but they're joined to the same leg. So these tongues, brethren, are operated by the same Spirit, and Jesus called them cloven tongues. Now listen, the cloven tongues, when you speak in one of them's the Holy Ghost, and the other one is the one where they heard them speak in their own language. Now that's just the way it is. That's why they call it cloven. But they use this old natural tongue to do the speaking with. And I want you to listen. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, as it set up on each of them. Well, now then, you notice after the cloven tongue had set up on them, and it said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, all right. The cloven means separate, two different tongues. One of them, brethren, was the Holy Ghost, because the Bible said it was. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Then the other tongue, they begin to speak with other tongues. See? That was the other part. Clothing means two. As the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men, which means religious men, good men, people that are trying to live right, out of every nation under heaven. And they then begin to hear one another speak in their own language. That was that Spirit of God, brother, that gave them the Holy Ghost, causing them to speak one another's language where they can understand one another. And that's wonderful, ain't it? So can't you see that's the day of Pentecost? That's the day the church started. Now then, if that's when it started then, what are we going to do? We're going to have to go from there on and listen to what the 12 apostles taught us. That's what we're going to have to do. And abide by that. Now then, I want you to listen again as I read over here. That was the second chapter of Acts Apostles I just read to you. But I want you to listen here. But when the Comforter is come. Now the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. When it come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify me, And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. All right, when the Spirit of truth proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Who? He. The Holy Ghost will testify back to the Father. Yes, you are speaking in tongue, but you don't know what you are saying. It's the Spirit of doing the speaking. It's a language. And it's a talking back to the Father. God knows what it's a said, but you don't. But you've got to bear witness to it. That's right, you've got to bear witness to that. Now listen. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now then, see there, friends. Yeah, how about that? Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you in all truth, and shall speak of himself whatsoever he shall hear. That shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. That's exactly right. That's what it's for. That's the truth to keep you and to guide you into all truth. And don't you know this morning, friends, that's the reason a lot of people today, they can't live their religion. Or they go to church, you know, they'll have a revival this summer. And they'll go up and they say they get saved. They repent. But you cannot live a repented life. No. This is what he said. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now listen, that's what the Holy Ghost will do. It'll bring things to your remembrance. And you have to have the Holy Ghost for this to do that. Now then today, listen friends, I want you to know the truth this morning. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to tell you the truth and let you know that it'll take the truth for you to get to heaven. It will take the truth. Now then, that was on the day of Pentecost, and they spoke with tongues. They certainly did. Well, now let's see if we can find anywhere else that they spoke with tongues. Now I want you to listen. Now, let's go to the 10th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. The 10th chapter. And I want you to listen to this. Now this, brethren, was a man called Cornelius, that God showed him in a vision what to do. He was honest. Now listen what. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished at many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? All right. Oh, Peter done had the Holy Ghost. And here come along Cornelius and his friend. And then they would do the Holy Ghost the same as anybody else, and it fell on them. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then pray they him to tarry certain days. All right, that's the 10th chapter of Acts of Apostles. So you can see there that they spoke in tongues again. They certainly did. Well, let's go over now to the 19th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The 19th chapter, let's see what it says over there. Starting with the first verse. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Well, then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, said unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Oh, listen, friends, God bless you. And all the men were about 12. Now you see, then, there, friends, Paul wanted to know about, you know, what they believed. They believed something. That's right. What they was believing in was what John baptized them with, and that was repentance. But Paul, brother, enlightened them and told them the truth. And bless your heart, brother, they received the Holy Ghost. That was old Apollos. He was a good man. He was a man that was very enlightened in the Scripture. But he just didn't have enough knowledge to know how to rightly divide the truth. He believed in what he had already done, that was baptized of John. Let's see what John done. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. See there? Old John baptized with water. And listen what it said. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So then, the Holy Ghost has to abide in your life before you've got power with God. And I want to say today, Apollos was honest. Yes, he was. He was mighty in the Scriptures, all right, but he just couldn't understand enough to go on and get the Holy Ghost. But old Paul, brother, was a man that had the Holy Ghost. He was a man of wisdom and a man of knowledge. He's a man that wrote many letters in this Bible the day that many were going by. And he enlightened old Apollos after that he had told him that he believed that in repentance of what John baptized him in. But Paul, brother, instructed him and enlightened him, and old Apollos believed what he said, and went on and received the Holy Ghost. So that's the 19th chapter of the Acts of Apostles. And don't you let nobody tell you today, friend, that speaking in tongues is gone down, that you don't have to do that to get to God. You don't have to do that to go to heaven. Brother, that ain't the way the Bible bears this out. And I thank my God today because it's that way. But now listen, I want you to think about it today. Friends, listen. There's one thing about it this morning. Are you honest? Is it going to take a man that's honest? God bless your heart. God's not going to deal with a man. Brother, if he ain't honest, because there's no way he can. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And how can, brother, a preacher preach except he be sent? And how can you hear without a preacher? That's what the Bible says. So then everybody today, brother, that grabs up a Bible and is going and saying that God has sent them to preach, don't mean it's so. Brother, there's a way to know. There's some fruits, brother, that the minister has to bear. And that's the truth. And brother, the Bible said that you would know them by the sound. Yes, it did. There's a sound there. So then today, brother, if you've got the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost in your heart, there's going to be power about you. And there's going to be a sound about you. But that's different than a natural sound. It's going to be the sound of the Spirit. And you know today it's that way. God bless you today. Let me warn you this morning, God bless you, to be careful and be honest before God, because there's one thing about it. When Jesus swings out one of these mornings, friends, is it going to be too late then to look up and see who's right and who ain't? Brother, you don't you take my word, you take the Bible. That's what we got to go by. Yes, sir, we got to go by the Bible this morning. And I thank my God Because, brother, it's that way. I'm going to tell you the truth today. Brother, if I was a little ignorant man and I didn't know what the Bible said, I wouldn't know who in the world to follow. Yes, sir. But if I read the Bible and I know that man that preaches, brother, what the Bible says, I'm going to follow that man. Because, listen, brother, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And brother, if you hear the truth and you believe it, God bless your heart. You're going to have faith in it. But listen, friends, faith, brother, isn't going to come by hearing. But if that hearing that you hear, brother, God bless you, it's got to be the truth. It's got to be the word. Brother, and I want you to know today that Spirit of God dwells in you. Brother, and I want you to know today, whatever it brings to you, whatever it tells you, whatever, brother, it does, it'll correspond with the Word of God. As I told you last Sunday, the Bible will not contradict itself. No, it won't. And but it said many spirits are going out into the world. And it says the time. Oh God, that's your heart high in the world. You're going to time. Whenever a man comes to you, and either preaching or teaching, and trying to persuade you to go his way. Let me tell you what the truth. Brother, you get your Bible. And if what he's teaching and telling you don't correspond with the Word of God, I'll tell you what you better do. You better let that man alone. Because, friends, he's teaching you wrong. Yes, he is. There ain't but one way. And the Bible reads the same to every man. There ain't no respect of person with God. But if you ain't careful down here on earth, we can make respect of person with one another. And he said that was sin. And brother, no man has a respect of person. Brother, he ain't going to sin. No, he ain't. Brother, God bless you today. A man that belongs to God can't sin. And if he sins, he's gone. He's transgressed the law of God. So let's be you today. Be careful of what we do. And then God will bless us. I want you to think about that now. Now then, I notice that my time is about up, and I've tried to tell you this morning the truth. So if you will this morning, God bless your heart. You read your Bible. You study your Bible. You turn over and read. Yes, you do that. You read the second chapter of the Acts of Apostles, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and 16th chapter of St. John. And you read the 10th chapter of Acts of Apostles. Then you read the 19th chapter of the Acts of Apostles. And you go on and see what them people have done. Brother, that's the truth. You go on and see. Paul told them over there. He says, I thank my God I speak in tongue more than you all. Told so old Paul spoke in tongue. Now, friends, this morning I thank God because that we're here. And I thank God because of everything as well as it is. And may God bless you this morning. And I'll tell you what, I thank my God that I've got this opportunity. And if you feel like it, help me carry it on, because I can feel God in it, because people need to know the truth. They need to hear it rightly divided. They need to hear it where they can understand it. And may God bless you. And this we'll see you next Sunday. Thank you.